All right, everybody, I have a rather simple question. Where is Melania Trump? It has been almost a month since the First Lady of the United States has been seen in the public eye. It has been weeks and weeks since any of her social media accounts have posted. And on screen now, that is not Melania Trump. This is Donald Trump's closest aide, 35-year-old Natalie Harp, who is inseparable from Donald Trump and who, according to New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman, who is embedded in the White House and knows the inside insights, Natalie Harp passes notes to Donald Trump saying, "You are all that matters to me." And Trump says that Natalie Harp will never, ever leave his side. While that's happening, Alina Haba is also spotted at Trump's Bedminster Golf Resort this weekend. Rumors are swirling that she may become the new White House press secretary. It's between Alina Haba, maybe Scott Jennings. Somebody has to replace Caroline Leavitt because the approval rating is very low. What could they possibly be celebrating in this clip at the golf course? I'm glad they're having fun while the economy is being ravaged, while the Iran war continues, while Medicaid is being cut for 19 million Americans, after Elon Musk cut USAID. What are they possibly celebrating in this clip? As somebody points out, Melania is once again nowhere to be found. Is it not slightly weird that she cannot be seen at any of the events going on ever? This is Donald Trump looking tired, alone, and beat up. But one more person asks, where's Melania? He's constantly alone. There is no First Lady of the United States. He is alone, grinding it out while Melania Trump is quite literally nowhere to be seen, walking off Marine One and boarding Air Force One in Bedminster, New Jersey. You know, back to Natalie Harp. I want to give some credit to Decoding Fox News, this Twitter account, Decoding Fox News, who does research on past news clips, because Natalie Harp used to have a huge presence on OAN, the right-wing news network. OAN stands for One America News. I couldn't even remember for a second. It's such an incredibly dumb news network, and you'll see why in just one moment. Natalie Harp used to end her program with a daily Bible quote saying, "Remember when the Bible said X?" Sometimes she would swap out the Bible for a quote from Trump and say, "Remember when Trump said X?" That really explains why Natalie Harp is just obsessed with Donald Trump, smiling at him directly during Oval Office pressers, constantly smiling at him when he's talking to other people. There's nothing Trump could possibly say that should elicit this reaction from any human, but it's like she's the girl from the movie Obsession. You know that new horror movie that came out? She's constantly just smiling at Donald Trump from afar. And this was her on OAN a few years ago. I just want you to watch a moment of this. It's a little bit... kind of gives me a headache.
"We can't talk about winning back the House and Senate in 2022 and the White House in 2024 if we don't act on the fact that we actually did win the White House and the Senate in 2020.
That's just a complete lie. Conspiracy.
"We shouldn't be afraid to say that because it's true. We the people know America as we know it could be ending in the next 2 or 4 years. Which is exactly what President Trump is warning of. They think if they can get President Trump, they can get the 75 million people to shut up and stand down. And they, as President Trump said at CPAC yesterday, each of us, if we haven't already, have a decision to make. Not in 2022 at the ballot box."
The more I watch it, the more I realize she's doing a poor man's Tucker Carlson. Like, she's trying to do a Tucker Carlson impression, doing the thing where she asks the question. 75 million votes were disenfranchised.
"But right here and right now, to choose a side. And by the way, sidelines don't count. It just shows how desperate the Democrats were to find the votes to make up for President Trump's insurmountable lead. And they can be summed up in two words. Trump won."
So, I mean, this person is just a traitor. Natalie Harp is a traitor, and that's why she's in Donald Trump's orbit. One of the foundational aspects of America is that you respect the outcome of elections, whether you like or dislike them. You respect individuals' ability to vote in an election and try to affect change. Even if you don't like the outcome, you don't try to contest that via violence and lies and elections, conspiracy theories. That is exactly what they're doing. And no wonder she's in Trump's orbit. Donald Trump specifically surrounds himself with conspiracy theorists who don't reality check him, and that's why the economy is in shambles. That's why we're in this endless war. Natalie Harp herself just sits there stands there and stares at Donald Trump all day, every day. Here is Senator John Ossoff of Georgia calling this exact thing out. We need to continue boosting the platforms of people like John Ossoff. Continue fighting for a better country. Make sure you drop a like below. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for more debates, more breaking news. Listen to John Ossoff calling out Natalie Harp.
And there's something uniquely despicable about lying a nation into war. Treating citizens as fools and those who serve as pawns. Aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, they've now been at sea for 240 plus days without a port call. It's a Navy record. And still they serve with excellence.
Very well said.
God bless the sailors, Marines, aviators, and all aboard the United States ship Abraham Lincoln. See, they don't expect luxury. They'll endure hardship. But they deserve competent leaders who send them into combat only when necessary. And with decisive clarity of purpose, not fools who lie about the purpose and progress of war. And while the sailors on the Lincoln fight his war, while he fruitlessly drains our munitions and oil reserves, the president sleeps through his meetings. He golfs and trades stocks. See, he doesn't want to do the job. He wants to build his ballroom and travel with Natalie on their apparently defenseless flying palace gifted by the Emir of Qatar.
Holy shit, what a brutal takedown. Holy shit, that was really, really good. Can I also point out, Natalie Harp's brother, who Senator John Ossoff mentioned right there, Natalie Harp, her brother, criticized her relationship with Donald Trump as very unhealthy. This comes from Ground News. And I just want to really quickly shout out Ground News for helping the Adam Mockler feed and helping me sift through all of the headlines at a time when things are rather wild. Ground News doesn't tell you what to think or how to think. It shows you how different outlets are covering the exact same story. Every story, every publication is rated by independent news monitoring organizations for political bias. For example, this story about Natalie Harp's brother criticizing her relationship with Trump as very unhealthy has a 56% bias distribution, meaning 56% of the sources lean left. That's because left-leaning sources are covering the truth and the fact of the matter, and right-leaning sources aren't covering this at all. They don't want to cover these stories. One of my favorite features is the blind spot feed. The blind spot feed allows you to see stories that are disproportionately covered by one side and not covered by the other. So, for example, right here, there's a story. Trump dwarfs his predecessors in the number of ultra-rich in his second White House. It's basically only being covered by left-leaning sources, and it's a blind spot for the right. So I urge you to go to ground.news/AM for 40% off the Vantage plan. Again, scan the QR code, go to ground.news/AM, 40% off the Vantage plan, the plan that I use. Thank you, and back to the video. This is another clip of Caroline Leavitt in her final days. One of the last clips seen of Caroline Leavitt on Marine Force One with Trump, and right in the middle of them, it takes a second, you'll see her in a second, right in the middle of them, you see Natalie Harp in a white dress. Yep, that's Natalie Harp in between Caroline Leavitt and Donald Trump. This is as Melania Trump continues to disappear. Natalie Harp once again seen with Donald Trump. Check out friend of the show Aaron Parnas breaking down the disappearance of Melania. I found this to be very interesting.
Melania Trump hasn't been seen by Donald Trump's side in weeks now, and the question is, where is Melania? The First Lady's Instagram account hasn't posted in over 2 weeks, and the First Lady herself has been absent from many high-profile Washington, D.C. events recently, including Lindsey Graham's funeral. The president seemingly has spent more time with close aides like Natalie Harp, more so than the First Lady of the United States of America. Now, Melania going on several week-long absences from the cameras and from the president. Not too uncommon. She's done it in prior years as Donald Trump has been president for multiple years now. But during the second term, she has really taken a hands-off approach on the job of the first lady. Compared to Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, Laura Bush, Melania Trump has had substantially less public appearances the second time around. And it also comes as she is facing possible investigation herself. Robert Garcia says she's at the top of their investigation list, subpoena list, if Democrats take over the House of Representatives in the Epstein situation. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, they subpoenaed the first lady of Bill Clinton. Hillary Clinton was subpoenaed. They brought her in. She testified. She went through the entire situation. Here is Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, who has perhaps the most access out of any journalist, talking about the notes that were passed between Natalie Harp and Donald Trump. Just to recall, Natalie Harp, 34, she's now 35, is the personal assistant to 80-year-old Donald Trump and reportedly accompanies him virtually everywhere around the clock. Now, that in and of itself is not suspicious. There are relationships where you have a body man or you have an assistant that comes with you everywhere. It's not that unusual, but she is said to manage his Truth Social account, print out flattering articles, carry them in a Lululemon bag. According to two independent books, Natalie Harp left admiring notes in Trump's private quarters saying, "You are all that matters to me." Trump reportedly said she would never leave him. Melania Trump is also said to have found Harp late one night in the president's private residence. According to these accounts, the Secret Service at one point viewed Harp as a potential security concern because of her unusually strong personal attachment. Whether the two have had a romantic relationship has never been officially confirmed. We do not know, but check this out.
You mentioned Natalie Harp, the printer. I do have to ask about this. You also have in the book that she leaves little mash notes for Trump around. I was kind of the view that Trump is probably impotent now because he just doesn't talk about sex as much as he used to. But I don't know. It was eyebrow raising, the love notes that you included that.
What we found in our reporting for the book is we got these letters that she had been leaving in his private spaces. And they were very raw. They were very emotional. In one, she said, "You are all that matters to me." But these notes that she was leaving alarmed the Secret Service, who were concerned about it, who raised issues about it at the time. Trump has been open with people that, she's the person who loves him on staff as much as his, you know, wife and children. And he'll say things like, you know, "The rest of you will go off and make money. She will never leave me." So, without commenting on your first lead in there, she is.
You don't have any reporting on the impotence.
She is very, very focused on him and on being in his world.
I find that to be incredibly, incredibly interesting. So Melania Trump is missing. Natalie Harp is increasingly entering the orbit. And Donald Trump is dancing and celebrating for some reason at the Bedminster Golf Resort. I think out of all of this, this is the most despicable part. Donald Trump celebrating and dancing while Americans are struggling and dying due to his policies. Medicaid is being cut. We have a war with Iran that is raging on. We have inflation, tariffs that were a failure. All of these policies are backfiring, and yet he is too busy doing God knows what. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We will keep on pushing debates and the truth every single day. Love you all. Peace out.